This episode is sponsored by the International Coalition of Invisible Molecules. Just because we're clear doesn't mean we're not here. These brave molecules are forming partnerships with luminary allies that will help make the world a better place. If you can help make a binding promise to help these molecules feel seen, call 1-800-ICIAM, the International Coalition of Invisible Molecules.
What up, listeners? Welcome back to the Indie Bio Killer of the Week podcast. It's your host, Wesley Dang. For those of you new to the show, we're following the winners of our internal competition in the program called Killer of the Week, where our founders go head-to-head and convince each other who has made the most progress in the past 7 days. I'm here today with the CEO of Wayfinder Biosciences, who won this past week, Jason Fontana.
Hey, Wes. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so before we even start the show and get into why you won Killer of the Week, I want to get into what does Wayfinder do and why is it so incredibly important that we have a tool like the one that you're building right now?
Yes, so we're building these RNA sensors. They're sensors made of RNA. They bind specific molecules and then they light up in response.
Okay, so what if I tried to liken this to the revolution that GFP had done? For biology, where like now you can visualize these things on the cell. The next frontier is essentially trying to visualize how do you see small molecules? And essentially you've created the GFP of molecules, right?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it, right? We are making these sensors that at the molecular level, they go and bind to specific molecules, even if they're very small. And when they do, they light up. So yes, this is a great example, a GFP for small molecules.
How would this transform the synbio space? Like in the way that GFP has transformed biology today, could you give me some examples of how synbio would transform because of this?
Yeah, one of the challenges that we see in the field is that it's very hard to measure these molecules, to detect how much you're making, to figure out what is the best cell that I can use to make the biomolecule I'm trying to produce in biomanufacturing. And the challenge is that it takes so long to do these measurements with traditional instruments. What we have instead is a way to use light to look at those invisible molecules and measure them extremely fast with very common instruments.
And these instruments that you're talking about that take a long time, it's not like a microscope where you can just put a slide under and look at it and get an image within 5 minutes after you calibrate and all that stuff, right?
That's a great question. Yeah. When I was a grad student at the University of Washington, I was building strains that would make, you know, high value molecules. And then you would spin them down and you would go and measure essentially these strains, these cultures at HPLC, at mass spectrometry. And on average, I would say 20 minutes to half an hour to measure a single sample. There are ways so that we could do it much faster, but the throughput that you can get is still in the sense of, you know, 1,000 to 10,000 different samples a day. What we're talking with our technology, we're talking, you know, thousands to millions of times faster because light is very easy to measure and you can measure it very fast.
And what's great about what you have now, which is being able to measure it with light almost immediately, is that you don't have to take out samples at every time point to do it. You can just see it live.
That's what we're building towards. Right now, in a lot of our proof of concepts, we do take samples out and we're able to iterate very fast doing these very easy measurements with plate readers. Our vision is to be able to put these sensors inside a cell so that the cell is making the measurement directly for you. And then the cell is going to report on how much it's producing in real time.
All right, so let's get into the killer of the week then. There are many things happening in the killer of the week, but one of them was that you just closed $200K last week, which puts you close to $1 million in pre-seed funding, and we're still a month out from demo day. But you also talked about one of the pilots that you are working on and got some great data. Why don't you tell us about that pilot?
These RNA sensors, they bind specific molecules and then they light up in response. So what we've done this week, we're able for the first time to see these sensors with our own eyes. You know, these sensors are made of RNA, so they're, you know, microscopic at the nanoscale, really. You cannot really see them yourself, but we're able to put them on these beads and then coat these beads with the sensors. The sensors are now lighting up. We can put them under a microscope, see them with our own eyes, and get an idea of how they're behaving in real time. Really, what we have is this computational platform to engineer RNA at a molecular level. We've spent our PhDs, right, figuring out the biophysical rules behind how RNA functions. And now we have this computational plus experimental platform to to build these RNAs in just a few weeks and sometimes even just a few days. So to give an example of other things that we can do is we've taken these guide RNAs for CRISPR and we're able to engineer them so that they turn on only when specific molecules are there. So this gives us a way to control when, how much, or where these RNAs turn on. So there are a lot of potential applications in therapeutics and even biomanufacturing.
Let's step into another one of your pilots that you've been working on, which is in human milk oligosaccharides, or HMOs. So, Jason, what is a use case for your sensors in this SynBio space?
Yeah, let's start from these HMOs, right? Extremely interesting molecules. There's 200 different of these in human milk, and they have no caloric value. So what's interesting to learn is like, why are they remain there during evolution, and what is their role? And what I've been found to do is have important roles in infant nutrition. So that is why, you know, all these companies are trying to supplement these HMOs into baby formula, for instance, to make better baby formula that has better properties. So one of the challenges is that it's been very hard to produce these. When our sensors come in is they give companies a way to measure these hard to measure molecules using light instead of standard analytical methods.
Okay, so you have way more pilots than you need right now. You have money coming in almost every other week. I don't see you having trouble raising your seed. What more could you want right now?
Well, we now is the best people. So now our efforts are bringing in more people to the team, scientists and technicians to help us in the lab. We're going to move from there.
All right, we're going to do something fun here. So I love Wayfinder because they give us free t-shirts. But let's see if we can give one another free t-shirt to just the next investor who's going to talk to them. Let's make a passphrase. For any investor who talks to Wayfinder, they use these magic words. They get a free t-shirt without having to invest.
Venice.
All right, that's your passphrase right there. Get a free t-shirt next time you talk to Jason. Just make sure you sneak that in as smoothly as possible. And if you want to find out more, check out indiebio.co and search Wayfinder, or you can go to wayfinderbio.com to find out more about this awesome new platform.